and roll industry and in the world of bands and music. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin, in some roach-infested room, where he thought he found his answers with a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a face. So you shove another 50 through the slot, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. In a junkie's world, all you really got. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. And now, this guy has heaven, with angels being to go. It's a place all too familiar, where I sold out my soul. And that's how I know the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block.
Hi, I'm John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery, of course. That's Richie Supa, nominated for a Prism Award for 2011. We'll find out more here in April 26th, out there in California. We're looking forward to being a part of that. We will be out there at the Prism Awards. We're looking forward to being there with Richie and the gangs from In the Rooms and Dalton Wilder and the rest of the folks that are going to be out there. We're looking forward to being a part of that. And Richie is dedicated to carrying a message and helping a lot of people out, and he never stops. He's getting ready to do a benefit this weekend for the firefighters. And, you know, I got to tell you, if you get a chance to go to iTunes and download Last House on the Block, we ask you to do that. and give a little bit of a comment on what you think of Last House on the Block as a song. Of course, Rockers in Recovery is on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. It's part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, the East Coast music scene. Of course, the Legal Hour and the Shift Guru, and there's a bunch of us all on the network. And, of course, when we founded the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network 3 years ago, we started out with a couple hours here on WNN. We're now at 18 hours a week. You can listen to us live Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 10 o'clock at night, Saturdays from 3 to 6, and Sundays from 7 to midnight. We're on from 7 to midnight on Sundays now. So, again, we have a lot of time, and we deal with a lot of different issues, and we got that sci-fi show that's on with us on Saturdays. And Sundays, we, of course, are introducing the East Coast music scene into the mix, and periodically we have the East Coast music scene that we used as a show, but now it's actually going to have its full-time legs. We're looking forward to producing that and getting that off the ground. Youth and Recovery on Saturday. A lot of different things happening here. Go to holisticlifestylesradio.com and find out more information. Right on the right-hand side, under the links, it shows all of the different shows and the times and the hosts and all that. We look forward to you tuning in with us and being a part of our world. And most importantly, when you think about all of the different things that we could be doing today, especially looking over our past, I believe that by God's grace we get to sit where we're sitting today. We get to carry a message of hope, and most importantly, we get to do that to the best of our ability. You know, I've had in the last, since last May, when my uncle passed away, and then my dad passed away in December, and I got a phone call the night before last that my uncle had passed away, my mother's brother had passed away. So it's been like 10 months of nonstop death in the family, a lot of emotional ups and downs. But here's the good news, folks. Because of where I'm at today and because of God and the 12-step program, I get to be a part of my family's life again, and I get to be in the mix with them when it comes to trials and tribulations and good times and bad. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing that I always took for granted that I don't today. And that's how I'm opening it today. I want to bring on our guest. You know, I got to just give you a little background. About a year and a half ago, I got an email from a young lady that said that she would like to do some blogs for us and send us a couple of blogs if we would put them up. And she sent them over, and they were great. And Carol has been with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network blogging for us. And she deals with, of course, eating disorders and healthy living and healthy eating. Carol, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Hi. I'm so excited to be talking with you finally. And thank you for making room for me on your show. It's so exciting.
You know, it's a beautiful day that we get to be able to spend time talking about things that are going to benefit people, but most importantly, that we get to carry a message of hope behind everything that we do. So, you know, there's somebody out there right now that's going to listen to your message today and maybe, you know, get the help that they need. You started out, Carol, why don't we do this? I'm going to ask you to just give us a background on yourself, your full name and your credentials and all of that stuff, so that way people know who you are.
Well, my name is Carol Harblin, and I am a board-certified health coach. I'm also a holistic nutritionist, and I got my formal education in nutrition science from the Sage Colleges in New York State. And I also got my holistic background, my holistic nutrition background from Integrated Nutrition also in New York City. And my emphasis is to help people in more ways than just food. We get fed in a lot more ways than just food and eating and diet. That's why I am a nutritionist and a health coach, because there are, you know, as we go through a day, you know, we do more than just eat. We go through our jobs, you know, we wrestle with our spirituality. We have so many different relationships going on, whether it's coworkers and mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandparents, boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses, and even with activity levels. You know, everyone struggles with, oh, I have to go to the gym, I have to do this. And you know, it's all about having a health coach to kind of help them and guide them in that direction, that healthy direction.
When you look at the fact that there's been an explosion in the last several years, in the last 10 years to 15 years, and people becoming more health conscious, would you say that in the last 15 years people are taking notice because of their longevity, or are people taking notice because of just the disease factor? What is making the people today that you deal with come to you and say, Carol, I need your help?
I think it's more of an awareness in our society and in our world as a whole. People are being disappointed, you know, in our country. You know, it's a good country, but we have a sick care system instead of a health care system. You know, people are getting sicker and staying on these prescription drugs a lot longer, and people are kind of giving up. They don't want to be doing this and not seeing any positive results. And it's just, you know, having a realization that there are more modalities out there and there are more people out there besides the standard doctor. You know, doctors are very good. They have helped us in the past and they're still continuing to help us. But there are other people to help within your healthcare team. We have to expand our healthcare team and you know, one hand washes the other. There are acupuncturists, there's health coaches, nutritionists, there's reflexologists, there's other therapists, there's massage therapists. You know, so there's so many different people out there. And, you know, so if just don't have that knee-jerk reaction, I have to go to my doctor today, you know.
So that integrative approach or that alternative approach combined with Eastern and Western philosophies, you tend to feel that they walk hand-in-hand and they tend to enhance each other at the right times and appropriate times and appropriate places.
Very much so. If only, you know, the Western shakes hands with the Eastern and just realize that they're together and we are together in this world. You know, all these countries, we're all together in it and in this great universe. And, you know, we just have to realize, yes, you know, nobody's going to be over-dominating the other, and we have to just work with each other and create this whole healthy environment for real this time.
And I'm glad that you talked about the healthy environment, because healthy environment, as you said at the very beginning of the show, we're going to talk more about this right after the break, but healthy environment doesn't just have to be me eating healthy. It's about how I show up, too, and about how I treat people and how things around me are healthy, correct?
Yes.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back from our break. Hang out. Hang on. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN. Your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
You are listening to the Rockers in Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the broadcast, go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now back to today's show. Once again, your host, John Holland.
Not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick, getting high is what made me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. But could it be God? Tired of hurting, of all the bridges burning, surrender was the only way to win. I let go, my wildest dreams were out there waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made read like an open book. I'm a different man today. I don't trouble just one drink away.
our friend Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And Ricky, of course, just got done doing our live Rockers in Recovery concert down here. And it was February 12th. You can go to rockersinrecovery.com and you can check out a lot of the posts. We have, of course, you can go to Ustream and put in Rockers in Recovery concert. And you can check out all the whole show, actually, all of the information's there. You can also download Broken as a Place at iTunes. Check out what Ricky's doing. He's helping out a lot of people also. We're, of course, on WNN 1470 AM here in South Florida, from North Miami Beach to Cape Canaveral. If you're driving down the street and you're listening to us on the AM radio dial, or maybe you're listening in the office, we have our good friend Carol, who has been with us, blogging with us, and part of the health end of the Holistic Lifestyles radio network. And we look forward to having Carol write lots more blogs for us. Carol, when we went to break, we were talking about how being healthy just isn't about eating healthy. It's about having healthy relationships, healthy friendships, healthy, you know, healthy overall content to life.
Yes, that's very true. It's more than just what we put on our plate. It's what we put on our plate of life. It, you know, it encompasses career and our activities, our exercise, our spirituality. And spirituality makes up a lot of our outlook on life, too.
When you look at the spiritual aspect, it's an amazing, because I mean, when I get a lot of my spirituality through music, as you can tell. But in the meantime, you know, I get that sense, but most importantly, I get that quiet, still moment that I get to reflect while I meditate and I listen to music and things of that nature. So I tend to agree that, you know, it all begins, if I work on the spirituality, all of the rest tend to work themselves out.
Yes, yes. I couldn't agree more. It's just amazing how much, you know, by releasing ourselves to that great power above us, and, you know, realizing that we're not in it alone and there are people out there to help us, guide us, support us,
Well, I think that, you know, it's, there's two things, you know, right? I think when we look at the big picture of how we have faith and a person gets put into our life, or people get put into our lives, or situations get put into our lives to have two things happen, either for us to help them or for them to help us, or situations that can help us to grow or us to help situations through. So there's so many different variations that when you look at the overall spiritual approach of life, and people just end up being in it who are supposed to be in your life, that right there in itself, and when I step back and I try not to control those situations that are happening around me, you can see the higher power's fingerprints all over everything around me.
Yes. And each of the mouthful. Yeah, that's true. And
what do you think the overall big picture of your spiritual growth is today, as far as your health, combining your health, mind, body, and spirit? If you had somebody that was listening for the first time today and they wanted to take a look at the approach of mind, body, and spirit, would you tell them to start inventorying that stuff? Would you say, hey, listen, inventory where you're at in your health, inventory where you're at in your spiritual growth, inventory, how would you start that process out with somebody?
I would tell somebody to start journaling, actually, just having some, you know, putting down their random thoughts right in the journal, and, you know, of where they are right now, what's going on right now in their life, in what way did they feel the best, and in what part of their life did they feel the lowest, and was there a time when spirituality was at its highest, and were they possibly feeling much more balanced at that point? And more often than not, people who usually say, yeah, I was at my all-time lowest, was when they gave up on that faith, gave up on the spirituality.
If you look at your overall patterns, and that's what we're talking about by journaling, you're looking at the patterns, correct? You're looking at what patterns are happening through that journaling. Is that what you're trying to accomplish with that?
Yes. And also just when people write things down in a journal, they tend to be more honest with themselves and honest in just in general sense also. And it just, once you start writing a sentence, it just, it's like a dam that breaks and it just comes out. And when we have a like a freestyle kind of journaling, one sentence ripples effect into all these different kinds of sentences that didn't even relate to that first sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all important into your consciousness. It's all important part of who you are. And then just, you know, closing the journal and then going back to it the next day and then reading what you wrote, it's like, you know what? I didn't look at it that way before, you know? And it just puts on a different spin. It puts, you know, a whole different perspective. And then by sharing that with a healthcare professional, you know, like a different kind of therapist or health coach or something, they'll, you know, they can help to kind of get into that even more.
Most importantly, they can start to look and see what kind of program they're going to build for you individually. It helps them to individualize your program plan and your master plan for what you're looking to achieve.
Yes.
When you and you know, you've been blogging for a long time, so now I understand that the journaling aspect of this has probably helped you out a lot in the beginning, because now you're able to really flow with your journals or with your blogs. And what really made you start writing the blogs, the healthy blogs and that you've been writing, and the spiritual blogs and the family blogs? There's so many different ones that I could go through. I mean, literally dozens of them on holisticlifestylesradio.com on our RSS feed. And just let us know what really pushed you into just starting to write and making sure that those blogs were out there to help people.
I wanted to create a voice. I wanted to expand my voice on a much larger scale than where I am. Where I'm living in New York, and you know, I wanted to create that ripple effect, and you know, tell people what I'm thinking and share my experience, share my knowledge, share what I know, and that I wanted to help people to be on the same page that I'm at, and. It's just all about sharing. I wanted to share with people and engage with people on that larger scale. And that's why I wanted to get my, I'm currently in the editing phases, but I want to get a book out this year. I hope I'm working on it. And so that's a very exciting process as well.
Well, the good news is once you get that book done, we'll get you back on the air. The other thing is that as far as the when you have a situation that occurs where somebody replies to you off of one of your blogs and says, hey, listen, Carol, you really, really hit a nerve with me, or I really relate to what you're talking about, or I understand the feeling behind it, what are some of the responses that you get from your stuff that you put out there?
You know, people say, you know, I never looked at it that way before, and they tell me that, you know, you know, they always thank me, of course. They thank me for sharing that different kind of idea, and even say, open up and they share even what their experience has been with that, And it's just amazing. It's an amazing feeling because I know that I, by sharing my words, that I am making a difference. I'm not just writing it on my own computer, that it's actually being out there and being read, and that's really, in the, that's, that means the world to me.
I think that's, you know, you can hear it in your voice, Carol, and you can also definitely read it in your writings, that it's all about for you carrying a message and showing love through your writings. And it's actually, you know, been an honor and a privilege to have you a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network and HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. I'm going to ask you to hold on. We're going to go out to our next break, and when we come back, we'll have more of our friend Carol and her blog writings, and we're going to be talking about eating disorders when we come back. We'll be back right after this message.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got. And you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin. In some roach infested room. Where he thought he found the answer. With a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you shove another 50 through the slot. And you drift into the dawn till your dreams have all been crushed. In a junkie's world, all you really got. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. And now this kind of heaven, with angels being to God, it's a place so familiar. Where I sold out my soul. And that's how I know the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got. And you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome. Yeah, welcome. Last house on the block.
All right, welcome back. Of course, our friend Richie Soup. Go to iTunes and download Richie's song Between Now and the Prism Award, and give him a little bit of a one-liner on how we feel about the song. I really, really appreciate that. Richie does a lot of work in our local community here in South Florida, but not only that, all across the country. And Richie Supa of Tamed Aerosmith, and of course, singer-songwriter, and has done a lot of work with Ozzy Osbourne, Pink, and many, many other artists out there. Has been writing for over 30 years, and we love Richie Supa around this place, and we thank him for all he does. Carol, welcome back to the show. And most importantly, Carol, when we broke, we were going to talk about the eating disorder end of this thing, and what made you start to deal with the eating disorders and people that suffer with eating disorders?
Because it's all of us, really. We all have our own emotional eating disorders because we're struggling in life. We're struggling with what the media gives us and what doctors and dietitians, and we're struggling with everyone kind of eats us when it comes to food, you know. Like, and it's not right, you know. We shouldn't be listening to all these, oh, that's good, oh, that's bad, I mean, oh, this, you know, and then we're going to end up feeling guilty and binging and you know, and going for that Ben and Jerry's ice cream at 12 o'clock at midnight, and then we feel guilty again, and it's all our emotions. We are human beings, and it's okay to make a mistake, and it's okay to, you know, you just have to accept yourself that you know, for who you are, and that you will make a mistake, but it's okay, and don't give up. Don't give up on you. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on your faith. And, you know, you have to live literally one bite at a time, one day at a time, one walk at a time. And that's all you can do, you know. You just can't do those plans of, okay, my diet is going to be 2,000 calories in 2 weeks and this and that. It's like, okay, that's so generic, you know. We have to get down to another level.
What are some of the things that you can help a person get down to that next level? You know, how do you get to that next level?
Breaking it down, talking on a emotional level, talking to people as people, and seeing the person and helping the person, diagnosing the person as a whole person, as a person who has problems, as a person who is going to struggle. And, you know, going through life and going through meal planning and our meals and diet and everything, it's not an easy feat. Just like life itself, it's not an easy feat. And that's why we always need guidance in every step that we do.
When you look at, like, bulimia or anorexia or issues like that, and a person is doing a therapy, and they're working with a therapist, and they're working on the emotional aspect of it, and you can now come in as a health coach and be able to work with them on the more healthier aspects of it to help them to get through the process along with the therapist, correct?
When you
do something like that, especially as far as aftercare, because it's important that folks that are suffering with eating disorders would have a health coach and a therapist as aftercare if they ever went through treatment. What are some of the places that they can reach you, or how can they find you online? Because they think it's important for people. Most people nowadays, what they do is they go to a website or they go online and they find your information online. Where can they go?
Where they can go to find me?
Yes.
They can go. My website is www.lifestylesinbalance.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, you can Google wellness possibilities blog as well. You can go into, but basically that one website right there, lifestylesinbalance.com.
Life Balance, it's lifestylesinbalance.com, correct?
Yeah.
All right, and check out Carol there. Most importantly, read her blogs. And you can find her on our website, and you can find her on HolisticLifestylesRadio.com periodically. We try to get at least a couple a month, and we've been doing that successfully, and she's been getting them over to us, and we get rave reviews. I mean, we just put one up last week, and I got a feeling by this Tuesday it'll be viewed over 1,000 times, and we put up a lot of blogs. I mean, we're probably sometimes 2 or 3 blogs a day. But it's huge that people are really flocking to Carol's information. Carol, give your full name and all of your information and what you do. Just give like you did at the beginning of the show, just tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Carol Harblin, and I am a health coach and a holistic nutritionist, and I help people in all facets of their emotional eating disorders and addictions and help people to kind of have that faith back in life and with picking up their plate and knowing what can they eat.
If you had let's take the last couple of minutes here, okay, because we got about 5 minutes that we have to work with, and I want you to take the next couple of minutes and I want you to give a message, any type of message that you would like to give right now.
I hope to really spread the word about help, about getting out there and observing that there are more ways to get help and treatment other than just your MD. There are lots of different modalities out there. We are one. We are all one. Western and Eastern philosophies of healthcare. and it's all about helping people and creating that ripple effect of wellness and not sickness. We want to help people be well, and if that means, you know, we have to use all forms of these therapies, then so be it. And no one is going to be inferior. No one's going to be over dominant. We're all together in this great world.
It's good stuff, and you know it's definitely something for us to shoot for and to live by. And unfortunately, Carol, you know, and I know there's a lot of people out there that don't take this view. And there's a lot of people that are skeptical and have, you know, they might put their toe in the water. And, you know, I mean, I know people that are just going to the chiropractor for the first time in the last 5 years. I know people that are just experiencing acupuncture for the first time in their lives, and they're 60 years old. You know, these were things that we just didn't associate with being real medicine for many, many years. When the Chinese in the eastern regions of the world, of course, have been looking at it and using it for 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 years.
Yep.
Unfortunate.
Yes. And that's wonderful. I mean, those people who are taking that leap out of the comfort zone and going to the chiropractor and going to acupuncturist, that should be commendable and encouraged and applauded, you know, that they are going out of the comfort zone. And that takes a big step to walk out of your comfort zone and experience life in different ways. That is just, that's really living, you know, that's really seeing a different perspective. And it's hard. It is hard to get out of that comfort zone. Maybe that comfort zone is just, you know, something, you know, maybe it's the mud that we're kind of getting used to, and we're used to the wheels spinning. But, you know, once you get out of it, you're gonna start driving again and seeing all the fields and flowers and, you know, the highways and, you know, so...
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's funny that you're talking about this. I really truly believe that the onset of modern medicine, as you would call it, modern medicine, prior to that, people were herbalists. They didn't even know they were herbalists. They didn't even know what they were doing. They didn't have a name for it back then. They just knew that there was remedies that could come from the earth and they could use them. And most importantly, as we go through this process on a daily basis and we start to see that, you know, the 40s and 50s and the 60s was all about, you know, get a pill, everything will be okay. Go to the doctor, he'll give you a righteous script and everything will be okay. And everything was going to come in a magical pill. And I really believe that it's going to take us probably a good 20 years of really carrying a message and putting it out there for people to really go back to the way it was at one time. And that was that, you know, when we were sick, you know, our moms and our dads and our grandmothers had remedies that took care of that stuff. And I don't think there's anything wrong with modern medicine, absolutely. I mean, if my legs broke, I definitely want a doctor to set it. If God forbid, I was to come down with some type of a cancer situation, I would definitely have to look at that as an alternative, just like I would look at Eastern philosophies. See, these are all things that I think that we tend to lose track of all of the good things that come together as a combination of the whole.
Exactly. Yeah, and doctors are wonderful. They are good. They went to medical school. They, you know, they're very intelligent beings. It's just about realizing that, you know, there are other kinds of treatments out there. There are kinds of different therapies out there. You don't have to swallow a pill. I mean, there's so many discouraged people out there who have been swallowing pills, and they're even taking, then they have to get another pill, and another pill, and another pill, and another pill, and then they get a side effect from that pill. You know, so we have to help each other, and one hand washes the other here, and the MDs cannot have this dominance, like that blanket dominance of you have to go to your MD, you have to go to your, for this and that, and this and that, and this and that, and they're there for a service, just like we're all there for a service. And we all want to. We all have the same goal, and that is to help the person.
Carol, I want to thank you for being a guest on our show today. I want to thank you for being a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network on holisticlifestylesradio.com with all of your blogs. You can check out Carol right at our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. If you go to the website right now, you'll be able to see her blog. It's right on the first RSS page on the holisticlifestylesradio.com website. We want to thank Carol for all of the time and effort that she puts into carrying her message of hope. Most importantly, if you liked what you heard, you can re-listen to this show tonight at 10 o'clock. We're going to replay it tonight at 10 o'clock. Tune in, check it out. Thank you very much.
I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. But could it be God? Of all the bridges burning, surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made read like an open book. I'm a different man.
The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages. 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.